Steve Jones here, just getting ready to get my bum out of here, going on a holiday for a week in England. I'll be back here next Sunday afternoon. 606703, we're just waiting for our last call we're going to put on the air here. They're just coming. Okay. Right, here comes one now. Hello, NH 103.
Hello, could you play Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson?
Oh, we played it earlier on. Is there another song I can play? How about Bon Jovi?
Okay, yeah.
Say yes. Yes, Bon Jovi, please. Go on, say yes, Bon Jovi, please.
Oh, yes, Bon Jovi, please.
Thank you so much. Listen, have a great new year now.
Thanks very
have
much.
Have a marvellous new
Thank
year.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
6 minutes to three. Matt McKenzie's on the air next. Have a spiffing new year now, won't you? I'll see you here next week, all right? Thank you so much for your calls today. At least 392 today, all right? And thank you for putting up with all my mucking about on the phone. Bye. Woo!
Feeling up. every molar, twins with question, lots to do, protected from the dirty weather, warm and comfortable shopping center.
Dundeary Shopping Center, lead the way.
Energy 103.
Independent radio news at 3 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good afternoon. An American sailor has died after a man threw two hand grenades into a club for American servicemen in Barcelona, Spain. Nine other U.S. sailors were hurt in the attack. A hospital spokeswoman said 22-year-old Ronald Strong died from injuries he received despite two operations. A military spokesman in Washington said they didn't know the attackers, but Spanish radio said two Catalan groups said they had done it. At least 19 people, mostly civilians, were killed in a gun battle that followed a Tamil guerrilla ambush on police in Batticaloa, Sri Lanka. It's been alleged that Sri Lankan police, angered at the death of one of their own men in the attack, killed 12 civilians and set shops on fire. The battle erupted in the city's main market and many of those who died were hit in the crossfire. After the shootout, Tamils launched another attack using small arms fire and mortars. A tug has been sent out from Penzance in England to try and salvage a Panamanian freighter adrift in the Atlantic, 500 miles off the coast of Ireland. The Island Queen's 14 crew were taken off by an East German trawler after the cargo of timber shifted and the ship developed a dangerous list. The rescue involved an RAF Nimrod from Scotland. The trawler Ludwig Wren used a powered rubber dinghy to transfer the crew who had been heading for Liverpool. Israeli military courts have begun the trials of Palestinians arrested during the recent rioting in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. According to the Israelis, 800 Arabs are under arrest. Palestinian sources put the figure at nearly 2,000. Defense lawyers have said they are boycotting the hearings because of the conduct of the prosecutions. The West Bank was reported quiet today as 280,000 pupils returned to class for the first time since schools were closed by the army 5 days ago. Iraq has said its warplanes attacked and hit a ship in the northern Gulf last night. Iraqi aircraft have hit five Iranian tankers in the past 2 weeks in operations against the Iranians' oil shuttle between Karg Island and the safer anchorages further south. Iran has retaliated with attacks on ships trading with states supporting Iraq. On Christmas Day, two ships, one South Korean and one Saudi Arabian, were set on fire. Time magazine has chosen Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev as its man of the year, calling him a ruthless political opportunist. The American magazine said he was a symbol of hope for a new kind of Soviet Union. It said Mr. Gorbachev had reinvented the idea of a Soviet leader since coming to power in 1984. The magazine added, virtually everything about his country and its place in world affairs seems less ponderous, less opaque than it did before. And Dublin's weather. Mild and mostly cloudy this afternoon with some clear intervals expected. Winds are fresh to strong and southerly in direction, becoming gale force at times, with the Bay Area high expected today between 10 and 13 degrees Celsius. Independent radio news at 3. Tony McKenzie, you are so childish. Independent radio news at 3 minutes past 3.
Energy 103.